Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What can we solve for you today? Have an issue in your life? Maybe it's a relationship issue. Maybe it's something with a coworker, a neighbor, or maybe you just want to know something, something traffic related. How do I do this? Well, all you have to do is bring it to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. That's the number that you want to send your text to. And again, Text Roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever.
Get your questions in. Let's spin the wheel.
Hey.
Are we talking life, relationships?
21.
Okay. Let me look at number 21 here. What, we have a ton of text messages that came in. But for the day, our text roulette voice said number 21. Would you believe, in just kind of skimming this question, not only does it involve a relationship, but also a work-related situation.
Oh boy, someone's in a relationship with somebody at work.
No, it's kind of, this is all mixed up here. There's a lot going on. Okay, let's break it down for you. Here is the question. My husband sent, quote, just because, end quote, flowers. So just because flowers to me at work. My coworkers ruined the day since some said, no man sends just because flowers unless they really messed up, like cheating.
What?
Are my coworkers right? Should I push him, meaning my husband, to see if he did something he feels guilty about? Just because flowers
are a thing.
Are they? Well, these
people send flowers all the time.
The coworkers
don't
of this texter.
Don't let these coworkers get in your head.
My coworkers ruined the day since some said, no man sends just because flowers unless they really messed up.
That sounds like a bitter, angry,
you think so?
Debbie Downer, jaded person. Oh, you're happy? Let me try to squash it. Oh, you have something good going in your life? I want to ruin it. Oh, you're in a happy relationship? Well, let me tell you why it's not so happy. You know those types of people.
Sure.
No, for this mixed listener, no. My gosh, you know your relationship. You know your partner. Do not let these people infiltrate you with their negative, nasty thoughts. They're flowers. He thought of you enough to get you flowers. What's wrong with that? People like to be publicly admired. That's why sending flowers at work kind of strokes his ego a little bit too. Like, yeah, I'm going to be the guy. I sent her flowers.
No.
And then she's going to go home and get upset about it because he did a nice gesture?
Because the coworkers put it in this texter's head about, oh, I don't know about that.
I could see that, which is why they sent into the show the question this morning. But do not worry. No, don't let it even go there.
My wife Jess does this all the time. She's like, oh, what do you want or what'd you do?
When if I bring you get her flowers?
If I bring flowers.
Well, she's joking, though.
I do it so few times. It's very few and far between. You know, she'll say like, oh, my daughters get flowers from their boyfriends. When do I get flowers? Okay, fine, I'll bring you flowers. Well, it's just because I said it.
Do it more often and she won't ask questions.
Maybe. Maybe that's what's going on with this texter. Husband sent just because flowers to me at work. Coworkers are all like, They got that prairie dog look at their cubes.
It screams to me jealousy, insecurity, hurt people, want to hurt other people. If you're down in the dumps, you want people around you to be down in the dumps. That's all that's going on. Ignore them. Enjoy your flowers. You're going to get haters. It's no different than internet trolls. Oh, here's a beautiful picture of your family on vacation. Oh, must be nice to have the money to go on a vacation.
Oh, well, that's what it is?
Jeez, okay. Don't look at the photo then if it gets you upset.
414-4-
Don't be trolling people.
432-1099. What do you think, mixed family? Just because flowers. Did the guy mess up here and is trying to like cover for something else? Or is it just because flowers? Hey, I love you. I finally said, you know what? I'm going to get you just because flowers. Or have you had a situation in your life where you got the flowers and it was a cover for something?
And
maybe it could be. Maybe someone's out there saying, he sent me flowers and guess what? Really messed up. And that's the reason why he tried to like butter me up a little bit. Maybe that's happened to people.
I'm trying to show some empathy for the guys here. And I'm joining team dudes
team
right
dude.
Now. This is why there are times where I can see guys feel like, I can't win. I don't get her flowers. That's wrong. I get her flowers. That's wrong.
What am I doing?
Don't let some other person fill your head with nonsense.
Okay. Maybe some...
That's coming from your best friend, Elizabeth, here on the radio, who only knows what you texted in. I don't know the entire situation, but this is what my gut is telling me based on what the question is.
Has anybody heard about...
Solved it. Okay. Solved it.
Has anybody heard about, you know, the opposite way? Maybe something has hit you and been like, yeah, that happened to... Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was somebody else. They got flowers.
You think there's a part of this that we're missing?
Because the dude is trying to cover something.
I think it's pretty obvious what the answer is.
And if we don't hear that, then okay. Then this has totally been debunked.
And we'll send the audio back to the mixed listener. And they don't have to worry. They can enjoy their flowers and put it in a pretty vase. And you know what? Maybe that coworker, they need flowers sent to them. Mm.
We're going to hear from you next, but first, it's a break from our sponsors.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Text roulette. My husband sent just because flowers to me at work. My coworkers ruined the day saying, oh, no man just sends just because flowers unless they really messed up. You got Elizabeth and Radar. We've been talking about text roulette this morning. It's turned kind of heated because of this flower situation. And this texter wants to know, are my coworkers right? Should I push my husband to see if he did something he feels guilty about? Or are these really just because flowers? It got in her head.
Yeah, and I'm really telling you, they're flowers. Enjoy your beautiful flowers. Don't let these haters get in your brain. Joe, what do you think?
I'm with you. I really think there are some good guys still left out there. Like, I'm one of them. I get flowers all the time from my special lady.
Aww.
I just think chivalry's not dead. And, you know, again, I'm with Elizabeth. Don't let them get in your head. You know, just enjoy it. It's something sweet. And, you know, talk with them about it. Maybe that might be a nice little conversation you guys could have. You know?
Now, Joe, do you feel like I do, like I was saying, like anytime, let's say my daughter gets flowers from her boyfriend, my wife, Jess, will say, oh, somebody got flowers. Must be nice. And then when I bring the flowers home, she does that thing like what the coworkers were doing to this texter. Oh, what happened? And nothing. I'm just getting new flowers.
And that's your wife's way of saying she wants more of that.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Joe, you agree with that?
So that way it's not so out of the blue.
I just think it's kind of sad that a lot of women feel that just because a guy's doing something nice for them, it means that he must have done something
wrong. Thank you. Thank you. There's going to always be haters. I can remember when I went through the kidney donation and I was donating my kidney for my mother-in-law. There were people, not a lot, but there were some that said, oh my God, what if you and Eric divorce? Are you going to feel bad?
Oh my,
and I'm looking at him going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, that's where you're going to go with this?
Yeah.
Those are people that are already not happy in their life. They just want to look at everything negative.
Sure.
They want to plan for the worst. They're Debbie Downers. And that's all that is. And that's what I feel like is happening with this person and the coworkers.
I totally agree with that. I mean, and I think it's really sad. It's sad that, like, we can't do nice things for each other without it being, like, suspect.
Yeah. Or thinking that there's some kind of strings attached or there's some underlying issue. Maybe just be a nice person. That's all it could really be.
Joe, speaking of strings attached, pardon the pun, but, you know, you give flowers to your wife, like you said. Are you looking like maybe, you know, you give flowers and you're thinking, oh, something might happen a little bit later on. Something when we turn the lights out because I did something good.
So there is an ulterior motive.
A little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, no, in the back of your head, you're thinking, oh, this might lead to something. And then, you know, there's so much going on in the day and you're like, oh, no, it's not. But you're kind of hoping in the back of your mind.
I mean, I am a man.
Exactly.
No, he's a man.
He's a man, everybody.
Okay, but look, any nice gesture. You ever hear from people that do a lot of volunteering? They say when you volunteer and you do something for others,
feels good.
You get so much more out of it in return. What are you getting in return? You're getting that ripple effect. You're getting those people that are also feeling good and happy, and then they exude that back towards you. That's why doing stuff for other people is a benefit to everybody, because you do get something back in return.
Now, ladies, we're not saying, Joe and I aren't saying all the time we're looking for that, but you know
most
what?
Of the time, 99.1% of the time.
Here's the flowers. Where's my candy, if you know what I mean?
No, I can't. Like I said, I'm not going to deny it.
Joe's going to come right out and tell the truth.
All right, my friend. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. And thanks for being one of the good guys. You give a lot of people
Absolutely,
hope out there.
You guys. Thank you. I love the show. And thank you guys for all that you do.
Hey, we love you too. Call us again, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Cheesehead Sherry, thanks for hanging on. What do you think about these Just Because flowers?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I have to say I'm very starstruck. I've been dying to talk to you two. I work from home and I listen to you all day, every single day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah,
oh girl. Cheesehead Sherry.
I know, I'm starstruck. I can't believe it. I got through, but
yeah.
This kind of thing really makes me mad. I've been married for 40 years. My husband does do that once in a great, great, great while.
Yeah, that's kind of like what I do with my wife, and that's why she questions me. Like, and I think, like Elizabeth said, it's joking. Jess is always like, "What did you do? What do you want?"
Right.
Yeah.
I know, and I don't do that just because I don't want him to feel bad for doing that. Because then he's going to quit doing it altogether because he's feeling like, you know, he feels guilty because he did it.
Okay.
Good point.
But, you know, my thing is misery loves company.
Yep.
And that's why it's coworkers that are all kind of getting on this texter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She might have gone through something like that or whoever this whole little clickety-clack group is. But... it really makes me mad. I mean, just
thank you for speaking out though so passionately about it, because I'm with you on this. Don't let these people get in your head.
No.
Just don't. It's hard to block it out, but you really need to.
And trust me, if he was doing something wrong, he's not with somebody else. He's not sending you flowers.
No, he's sending flowers to somebody else.
To somebody else, yeah.
His brain is not on you.
Or you're getting those flowers
there
at somebody else's name.
There you
1,000%.
Tequila, we'll go over to you. What do you think about this situation?
I totally agree. There is nothing wrong with it. I think the coworkers are either jealous or something bad has happened to them in the past. And if she does not know these coworkers as like great friends, she should not be taking their advice.
That's exactly what Elizabeth was saying.
Yeah.
And the whole text is, my husband sent Just Because flowers to me at work. Now the coworkers ruined the day. Some said no man sends Just Because flowers unless he really messed up. You're saying he didn't mess up. He just sent Just Because flowers and y'all are jealous.
Yes.
And how would you handle a jealous coworker like that if you were in that situation?
I would just brush it off. I mean, let the haters hate, I guess.
Should she strut around and be like, yeah, that's right.
I got feel a man like who this cares. Person needs flowers sent to them. Brighten their day just a little bit. Maybe that. Be the person that extends the olive branch.
The texter does say my coworkers, so maybe the whole office needs a little bit of flower action going towards them.
Yes.
Tequila, thanks a lot for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you so much.
And on the Siding Unlimited text line, it looks like everybody is totally in agreement with Elizabeth. I mean,
yeah, man, women need to stick together. We need to not be bashing each other down. And if you're hurting and feeling jaded and bitter about where your life is at romantically or your relationships, don't infiltrate that in somebody else's world.
Flowers Just Because are 100% absolutely amazing. Here's from a dude. I totally do. I send my wife flowers to work and she enjoys them. Do it a few times a year. There you go.
Well, and let's also be real. They aren't just because flowers. The just because is because this guy's smart. Smart in a sense of when the lady's happy, the dude is happy.
Well,
so there probably was a little bit of a motivation there, but not what this coworker is saying.
That's exactly what our first caller, Mike, was saying, kind of agreed with what I was saying. And here's the text we can wrap up with. If he sends flowers the first time, it's suspicious. But if he does that often and is a romantic person, then he deserves a little nookie-nookie for tonight.
Hey! Again, it's not always just because. There is a because for it.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.